Good evening, Abbosai. I saw today something which mamash me, the gewaldige. I'm still shaking from it. So, most unbelievable, I'm going through, I treat myself with a sefer recently. I don't know if I mentioned it here or elsewhere, but Ikas Abchaim Oizer. Did I mention it here? No, Ikas Abchaim Oizer, letters from Abchaim Oizer. Abchaim Oizer, we know Abchaim Oizer Gajinsky was the last Rav who led Vilna just in the pre-war years. He was just nifted in 1940. He was never officially appointed the Rav of Vilna, simply because he refused to accept that name and title, because the Vilna Gaon was never officially the Rav of Vilna. So he never wanted to have a title that even the Vilna Gaon didn't have. Vilna Gaon lived in Vilna, and he was never officially the Rav of Vilna, so Reb Chaim Oizer felt it was highly inappropriate to be called the Rav of Vilna. Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer was an Ilui Godlin. His nephew writes that he remembers clearly, this was just in his first Yahrzeit, his nephew writes, that he remembers that Reb Chaim Oizer, there was a huge amount of funding used to go through Reb Chaim Oizer's hands. Tzedakas and Achzakas Yeshivas and all the Moistas, everything pretty much in litter went through, and Poland went through Reb Chaim Oizer. He remembers that one, and he had an unbelievable, he says, we never knew the taste of forgetfulness, Reb Chaim Oizer says. And he writes, and he, at one point, just to describe a bit the mind and the intelligence of Reb Chaim Oizer, he reports that there was once, Reb Chaim Oizer used to write a little booklet in which he'd write all the monies, the incoming monies and the outgoing monies, the bookkeeping, like the bookkeeping of all the funds that came in and out. And there was a few, one for the stockers, one for various stockers, various books. And one of the very, very important ones that came from America, all the money came from America, that got lost. It disappeared. I think it was a fire, and then everything got a little bit moved around, and everything got lost. So Reb Chaim Oizer, single-handedly then said, okay, you need to have it. He then asked for a new booklet, and he wrote down all the figures by memory. He wrote everything down. But that the story doesn't end over here. That's the famous part of the story. The not-so-famous part of the story is, and that I saw today, that part is quite famous, for memory to write all the figures down. But the not-so-famous part of the story is that eventually his nephew says that he found the book. The other booklet was found. And they compared. And this was literally, I don't know how many, dozens and dozens and dozens of figures and high figures. And they compared from the newly found book, which thought was lost, to the one which was recreated from memory by Reb Chaim Oizer. And they went from every single figure, and everything was exactly accurate. Somebody, this is Reb Chaim Oizer. But that's just to describe the Gaon of Reb Chaim Oizer. That's something that we can just like look and say, wow, that's not something that can actually apply to us. But what the interesting bit, that's the thing that really gave me a huge amount of, he gives such, they print the Pinkas HaKabbalos of Reb Chaim Oizer. And that's unbelievable. They collected over the years, Reb Chaim Oizer wrote a few thousand letters, which was collected over the last 10, 20 years. They were collected, and so the family made the point of collecting all the letters and publishing them. And so Reb Chaim Oizer, three volumes. And in one of them, the last volume, there's a print over there. It's unbelievable. The 10, Reb Chaim Oizer wrote for himself. This was a private note that he wrote for himself. 10 Kabbalos that he took upon himself. 10 Kabbalos. He belonged to the school of thought of Musa. And he accepted on himself 10 Kabbalos. 10 things that he was makpid on. 10 things that wasn't written in Elul time. Tofresh Tzadi Dalet in 1934, which was, he was then already a senior. And he wrote 10 Kabbalos. 10 things that should be makpid on. And they're all fascinating. But one of them says that he should apply himself in learning. He should apply himself in learning. And I thought it's unbelievable. This is unbelievable. He should make an extra ma'amatz. Make an extra point of not just by rote, sailing through, but he should make an extra ma'amatz in learning. I thought Reb Chaim Oizer says this, with a mind as great as that, and running the show of the Klali soil, and being the foundation and the Yesoidus, and knowing Kolater, really Shas and Poskim, and if you say one of these points is the Kabbalahs for Tofresh Tzadi Dalet is to make it's quite unbelievable. The Mechayev this is for all of us. Yeah, so I just thought I need to share this with you. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're up to Simon Reish Ein Tes. We touched on the halachas of Tiltul, Nimukze, Tiltul Aneh B'Shabbos. We're up to Siv Gimel, and top of page 118. And Rabbi Yisai, I would like to leave over here in Siv Gimel. I would like to leave one point. I got a bit of a chiddush with this Mishtabura, which I was, to be honest, I was unaware of this Mishtabura. And it's something which, upon reading it again, learning it again, I had a massive ha'orah. Massive on what we all do in most of our homes on Shabbos, not all, but I think very commonly, and I wonder if it's right according to the Mishnah Berurah. I'd like to discuss it with you because I think it's quite a chiddush. So we learned about the concept of a bosses. So in short, a bosses is, if you've got something which is mukta, machmasis, you've got something which is mukta, and that is held and supported by another ayat, by a base, so the base becomes a bosses, and the bosses becomes what we call mukta as well, it becomes also to carry around. That's the basic concept of a bosses. Now, Siv Gimel is going to tell us that actually there's a way around. If you have got something which is not just a bosses, ledovo also, if you've got something which is not just a bosses for something which is also just the example which was in Siv Base was, if you've got a candle, shall have as the fire is a ledovo mukta, and then you've got the candle, which is a bosses, and certainly the tray underneath it is also a bosses, the dovo. So the candle and the tray underneath it becomes a bosses, the dovo also. And that's really endless. It carries on. Every base becomes a bosses for the layer on top of it. That's the concept of bosses. And one has to be careful not to be metal when he's out to touch it, but not to move a bosses, the dovo also. So there's one way around it. And the way around it is what Siv Gimel is going to teach us now. Siv Gimel tells us, letal tel neir al deshi noistim olav lechem b'shabbos also. So, to carry the candle, if you place chalas on the tray on Shabbos, also is also. Why is it also? Oh no, he's not referring to Mavir, although that's true as well, probably. Very good. So the answer is because you can't put the chalas on the tray once Shabbos has come in because it's already a bosses and you cannot change its status at that point anymore. But now comes. And then also Mishnah Berurah Cotton Test tells us, also, ha-ta'am, the rationale for that is, domi kol mokum kvar iskatsoi ben ashmoshes, he became already mukta during the twilight period during ben ashmoshes when Shabbos came in, ta'adain loy hoyo boy oz lechem, the chalas, or the bread, which is something which is mutter, hadn't been placed on the tray yet, umigud iskatsoi ben ashmoshes, and since he became mukta during Ben Ashmoshes, it's going to remain so the entire Shabbos. Even if you place Chalas during Shabbos on it, it's not going to help matters. It's too late. You have missed the boat. It's too late. But if you're placing the bread or the Chalas before Shabbos, you place it on the tray. Yesh mishematir, some allow, letalteloi b'Shabbos, allowed to carry it, this tray, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, alei delechem zeh through, because, and thanks to the chalas which are on the tray, ve'ein lismo cholav and you shouldn't rely on it. Hold on, what's going on over here? So he's telling us that if you place the chalas on this tray before Shabbos, then some are matir, but don't rely on it. So what's the problem here? What is going on? Very good. So the point is as follows, that really there is a concept of if the base is a bosses ledovo also, but simultaneously also a bosses ledovo heta, that goes without saying, that's fine. So there is genuinely such a concept of bosses ledovo also ledovo heta, then you're allowed to carry the tray. So the example would be something which is mukta, but it's no particular value. Can you think? You've got a pen on the tray, and at the same time, also you've got a sefer on the tray. So now the tray becomes something which is mukta ledovo also, which is the pen ledovo muta, which is a sefer. You'd now be allowed to carry it to be metaltel the tray because it's mukta ledovo also ledovo muta. If it would just be the tray there, the tray would just hold the pen, would be bosses ledovo also. It's also to carry. But since now in our trade, it's not just a pen, but it's also a safer there, it becomes a mukta ledovo also ledovo muta, and hence, you'd have to carry it around. So why does it say over here, in our case over here, that the Shulchan Aruch says, again, if the bread is on it before Shabbos, yesh mishamati, some allowed to carry it around, you've got the candles, and you've got the chalas, Some allow it, and it's mechalav, you're allowed to. 1 second. We just said a second ago that if you've got a bosses, also a davar mutar, you are allowed to carry these bosses. So why is it over here that you've got a candles and you've got chalas on that tree? Why is it that any smecholov you shouldn't? What's the difference? Well, why not?
Because really, you need Shabbos candles.
You need Shabbos candles? You don't really need the chalas there. So let us see. So Mishnah goes very similar to that. And Rabbi Yisai, it's a Mishnah that we need to analyze properly. The Mishnah says, "If cotton yud halechem, the bread, hainu, himalechem uchoshev etzlo yosem Hashem." We're talking about the bread is more choshev than the oil. V'adini maniach shalta v'choshev. Similarly, if you place anything on that tray which is important for you, tozam rinon. Then we say, "Kim v'danen nase bosses." Since the candle made. It's bosses, ledova, lo isa, to Hashem leheta, heta choshev, tvele kachshov, it's going to be permitted. Moshe goes to Shinyud, mikol mokim, nevertheless. Siema mechaber, she'en li smilchol zeh. Well, the Shulchanoch says you should not rely on it. And these are the three important lines now. Ve'al tamo, the reason is, kiven, ta menoiro ikka, since the candles, the menoiro, is the main, the essential item on this tree, has yosef b'shvila shalaves, and that is the main item there. Lechein, therefore, nasis tomet tofel u'bosses shalaves. It's always going to be the bosses for that. V'lo lechem. It's always going to be the tray is always going to be the tofel, the bosses for the flame. V'lo lechem and on the chalas. V'shar advarim achirim avshim chashuvim yosef. So, Rabbi, the point is as follows: what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Shulchan Aruch's point is, the Mishnah Berurah's point is, who are you trying to fool? It's a bit similar to what you're saying. You've got over here a scenario that you've got a tray which is a bosses. The bosses is for something which is clearly the essential element here. Now, by placing chalas there, by placing chalas on a tray, this tray is not meant for the chalas. This tray is meant for the candles, for the lechtas. So it's not. You can't now say it's a boss of a heter of a Muslim. It's a boss of a heter of a also. I'm allowed to carry it. No, this bosses is a bosses of a also. It's here for the candles. And if you've got chalas there, so fine, very nice. Thank you very much for the chalas, but it's not allowed to move the bosses because it's not really an important item there.
That's something that all the time it's lit, but if it's not lit, then it loses its chashivas.
So I know what you're referring to. That's going to be Sif Dalai. We'll get to that, Mitzchem. But so far, there's no essential difference. So Rabbi Yisrael, I will tell you what the question therefore is. I would like to therefore address what many people do. Many people do place the Shabbos candles on a specific tray, often a silver tray, not necessarily, but often a silver tray, and they want to be able to move this tray over Shabbos. Either because of space reasons on the table or because of practicality, you want to move the plastic, whatever the reason may be. But they want to make sure that this tray becomes, is not a bosses davar also only. Because if it's just a bosses davar also, what do we say? If it's a bosses davar also only, you're not allowed to carry it. So in order to avoid this problem, people will place other alternative items as well on the tray, such as, pardon? A siddur, such as a becha, such as rings, such as other items. And therefore now, the argument would be that this tray now is as bosses of davar also, i.e. the candles, and bosses of davar muta, i.e. the becha, the siddur, the whatever it is. And therefore now, since the bosses of davar also and the davar muta, the argument would be you'll have to carry it. Okay, this sounds good and sounds nice. But looking at this Mishnah Berurah that we're learning now, which really is the Shulchan Aruch, and listen, we've got a bit of a problem. Because just as over here, the chalas of the Shulchan Aruch, we're learning, and listen, don't put the chalas there and say it's a positive of our heter now as well. Why are we saying it doesn't work in Shulchan Aruch's case? Because what? The Shulchan Aruch said that the chalas is not important. It's not really an important item. It doesn't have to be there. It's not a really important item. And therefore, you were saying that it doesn't, well, don't rely on it. It's not considered the possible of a heter. So one could argue as well that, if you place, the tray really is not meant to be holding a seder. A tray really is not meant to hold a becha. It's not really meant to. I don't know what you think about it. Therefore, one could argue that the tray remains as bosses at over also, and you're not allowed to move it. Rabbi Sai, over to you.
But you know, you have to, the siddur and the wings are movable objects. So it doesn't make sense to put them on there. You can take them off themselves.
Yeah, but the question is, I want to move the tray. Why am I allowed to move the tray?
I don't think you should be allowed to move the tray.
You're saying you're not allowed to move the tray?
Yeah, because
okay.
You can take the siddur off. Yeah. I mean, the siddur doesn't make
okay.
Sense.
You're saying don't move the tray. Yeah, that's what you're saying. No, it's not poshut. One second, I don't think people rely on Sif Dalit. I don't think so. No.
Because you put it on the thing.
Yeah, and I don't think people rely on Sif Dalit.
People only move it when it's out.
Yeah, but you need to make. Well, let's get that. I really don't think so. I really, really don't think so. Yeah.
If you have something which is totally not yuchad for a mukzer item, a pile of sorim, and you leave a matchbox on top, or you leave something else which is a double offer, then the fact that the thing that you have is not a basis miuchad for that thing, it's still now.
Yeah. So that matter. Similar to that, I would agree without a doubt that if you don't have a fancy schmancy tray, like the common silver ones, but if you have a very simple basic tray, then I 100% agree. You've got a basic tray, a wooden, like you know the basic trays that often they'll, you know, that is good for taking in and out things. You know the basic trays? If you've got one of those basic trays, I would argue confidently that if you've got a basic tray like this, you put the candle, this is not meant more for candles than for glass, for siddur, for bech. It's not really meant for that. So I would argue comfortably and confidently that there will say that it's possible over het and over musa. You can put mutter because it's, you can put the glass there, it's meant for the glass as much as for that. Then I would, I'm saying that the tray, a silver tray, lichora, is meant for the candles, and therefore it's a positive davar also only, and you're not going to help things by putting it, by putting another item there. Arguably.
So you could similarly say you have a you remember those desk lamps which kind of clamp onto a desk and they have an arm that bends and then you've got the lamp.
Yes, I know what you mean.
So you can't move the bulb because the bulb is
bulb. Avor, yeah.
And so you can't move any of it because it's just all there as a,
yeah.
As
the bosses.
Yeah, it's the bosses. So, the thing is that you, now that you're going to tell me that anything that has a dova osa on it is a dova, it is a bosses, the issa, and you just can't move it, irrespective of what's on top of that bosses.
I'm saying you need to evaluate what the bosses is meant for.
So you're going to say, now this tray itself
is a boss.
This tray is miuchad for the candlesticks, notwithstanding the fact that maybe you didn't like them the Shabbos, or maybe they're not even on the tray the Shabbos, and you're almost saying, because of the yichud of the tray, that they have no intrinsic use for anything other than candlesticks and Shabbos. It should be muksa in and of itself, irrespective of whether or not the candlesticks are lit.
Yeah.
So that's really what you're saying. You're saying it's not because it's a bosses, it's because really it's a.
I am saying it's a bosses, I'm just saying that it's a bosses of also.
The argument is so close to saying.
That it becomes a bosses, it becomes a muksa.
It's a bosses, it's because it's a klish malach to l'issa. That's really what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not far.
Because it has no intrinsic
use on Shabbos. Yeah, so one second, can I just add one knach? I think that one thing would work, and it's funny because things always work out according to Minhagim. That's the funny thing. That some people, and I think that's quite an ancient, I don't know what, I just seen it in many places. Some people have a display of the brocha, of Adlokasnis with the tefillah. Have you seen that? Do you know what I mean? It's quite common to have like either silver or wooden or kind of, like the tefillah of that ladies will often say by lech benching. Do you know what I mean? And that will often be placed on the tray. And I don't know if consciously or subconsciously, I would argue that this certainly, the tray certainly would be meant for that. Definitely. Because it's lech benching and it's meant for that. So we could argue that if you have one of those, that would be very lech atchile. Because that makes it into a bosset of a heteronot of a Muslim. You can certainly argue that it's designated for that too. But if it's a random item, like a random becha, which is just fell into the tray from the sky, it's like completely random. It's hard to justify it with this shulchan. But having said that, I am fully aware that it's done in countless Yiddish houses, and it's done probably more commonly than anything else.
A sitter would be more.
How does a sitter end up on a tray? Yeah, but you wouldn't be placed there. It's up. You wouldn't be placed there. You're holding the seder. You're not placing it there. So it's going to be afterwards, and then it's ready. I'll make this cut. So it's going to be other also. I'm just raising a question. I don't have a full answer.
I'm just going to suggest that if you're going to tar something with one brush, then you have to tar with the other brush. I'm saying it's the flip side. If any buses becomes awesome because it's got something on. You leave your mobile phone on top of a thing which is normally used for sidurim, or you leave your kettle on something which is normally. And the fact is that it's certainly not miyuchad for that. Elamai, it's now on it, and it was left there for all of.
So you're saying that it should become a bosses for that and that as well. So
I'm saying you can't say that the halacha says that even though I never really. Like, I was too lazy to move it, Benish Moshes. I knew it was there.
So it should not become mukta for that.
So, and yet we say it does. It does become mukta. It is a bosses. So why are we suddenly getting so worried about whether it's miuchad or it's not miuchad?
Okay.
It's a klishma nafula issa.
Oh, it's not.
And it has no shumash, and you can't be tiltal. Or it isn't a klishma nafula issa, it's just a tray, and it's got something which is a double mukta on it.
Yeah. Robert Feingold, does he disagree?
The case of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about you've got a silver candelabra there, silver candlesticks, and then you've got a challah at the side. Maybe if you're putting rings or a becher there, it's not a challah, it's a becher.
It's more chashuv.
It's not.
You say because it's more chashuv, maybe that would do the trick.
The reason why it doesn't work is because it's challah.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we move on. Siv Dalet. Im Hislim Erev Shabbos, that's going to satisfy your approach. Im Hislim Erev Shabbos, Al Ne'er Zeh Sheit, Al Tnenu B'Sheich Beh. Okay, now we're going to the point of a Tnai. This Yid, on Erev Shabbos, that is, he made a condition. He was Masneh before Shabbos, and he says, you know what? When it goes off, when this candle is going to go off, I want to be able to carry it. I know now I can't because there's a flame there. And 5 minutes into Shabbos, I understand. There's a flame there, which is Avora. I totally appreciate that. But once there is no more flame, why can't I carry it? Pardon? Oh, we'll get to that. When I'm making it tonight now, that when it goes off, then I want to be able to carry it. Then you'd be allowed to. And when it goes off, then you're allowed to carry it. Now, the answer is to your question: why? What happened to the Migudis Katsoi? The answer is that according to this opinion, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Mishum the Neir Osulei Kobois. Since a candle is something which is meant to and will inevitably get extinguished, Mishumachim Ani Bezetnai. That's why you can do it Tznai. You can only say, oh, I'm making a tie, it's not going to get mukta, because it's not going to remain in the current state for a long time. I will be sharp at the also, but with regards to another bosses, after the Rishon Lemani, he's not going to work according to any opinions. But Lemaisa, the more adds, many say that this condition won't work. How can he say it's not going to become mukta? It's going to be joy. Well, mukta, because it was a flame there as Shabbos came in. So the whole thing is going to become a bosses, and it will remain a boss even once the flame is out. So you can't make it tonight. In Krakow. V'dinatznai, and in the remaining Ashkenazic countries. V'dinatznai, and with regards to tznai, we have to see more in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches. V'noagin etaltel in Yud. The meaning, therefore, is to carry it through a goy, which basically means that we don't remove it, we don't rely on this opinion. V'ayim bazem mishum is amir and ayin yudim, we just make it with regards to mukta, you're allowed. Because something which is a mukta item, a bosses, you're allowed to ask a goy to carry it for you. So that's how much we're making. You can ask a goy to do the bosses carrying. So it's only making in terms of amir l'nochi. Yeah. Okay, and that leads us very quickly to see if, hey, a candle which was lit on Shabbos for Chaya, a lady that was just giving birth, or somebody who's not well, and beheta, with permission, a candle was lit for their benefit. And what happened was that the baby came to world and there's no need anymore for the candle, everything is fine. And similarly also the other case of the choyle, Pochshem is feeling much better now and there's no need anymore for a candle and a light because he's feeling much better now. It now gets extinguished. You're allowed to move it around. A candle, as long as it's lit, there's no negotiability, it's also to carry. Question, what happens once the candle is extinguished? So here we're learning that normally the default position is that extinguished candle, you're not allowed to move around. It remains the bosses and it remains milkud iskatzoi, since it was mukta at the beginning of Shabbos, it's going to remain mukta throughout the entire Shabbos. The exception is, however, if it was lit beheta on Shabbos, whether it is for a choyle, whether it is for a lady giving birth, and then it got now he or she is better now and it's all fine, you don't need the candle anymore, and it's extinguished. So we don't say, and it's extinguished, you don't say that it remains, but actually now you'd have to carry it, and it's not mukta, you'd have to carry it around. Okay, Rabbi said, we learned this evening the halacha of Seif Gimel, which is the halacha that if you know how to place a challah on a bosses on Shabbos, that's not going to help matters, because you can't place it on Shabbos, it's already migedis katsoi. If you place it before Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says, don't rely on it. We discussed that extensively. See, if Tala tells us that if you made the condition that once it gets extinguished, I want to move it around, Shulchan Aruch says that works. You can make such a tnai, and you'd be allowed to carry it once it's extinguished. Should Ramah doesn't like it, and Ramah says that you're not allowed to move it around, even once extinguished, tnai won't work, but you're allowed to ask a goy to do the carrying for you. See, if he taught us that if a candle was lit for Chaya or for a Choyla, and there's no need anymore, candle is extinguished, you're allowed to move it around, and it's not a bossage, you're allowed to move it around. Good evening, Abbosai.